So we're here with Scott Guthrie, Corporate Vice President at Microsoft, and we're talking about the Silverlight Firestarter. How you doing, Scott?
Pretty good, thanks.
Great. So you got to tell me, what is this Firestarter event?
Well, Firestarter's event, this is the second one in a year, the second one that we've done. And it's basically, it's an event that is organized all around learning Silverlight. And so we don't necessarily assume that you have any knowledge of Silverlight coming to the event. We do assume you have some basic .NET knowledge, but you don't have to be deep on Silverlight. And the event's really kind of designed to kind of learn Silverlight at a deep level, specifically focusing on enterprise and line of business development. And there's a bunch of great sessions throughout the day. The sessions kind of build on each other. So the great thing is we kind of use a common app across all the sessions. And so, you know, session one starts out with data binding, and you know, the final session goes all the way through to building and installing experience and profiling and optimizing and tuning your app. So it's really from start to finish. There's 11 online labs and videos that you can also download, including videos like if you're coming from WinForms or you come from an ASP.NET background, you know, what are the equivalents and how to get started. And best of all, it's free. So it's a great way for people to really learn, whether they're new people, whether they're intermediate or even some advanced folks, to kind of learn more about, you know, how to build great Silverlight experiences.
That's great. And what do people, because you can watch it online or you can come in person, so what do people get as the added benefit of coming in person to see you talk?
Well, one nice thing about coming in person is there's a lot of team members that will be there. So we have a couple dozen people from the product team that'll be in the audience and mingling. And so, you know, part of it is actually just sort of the opportunity to network, to ask questions, to say, hey, I've been working on this particular problem, you know, can you help me? And have kind of that firsthand experience. And it's done nicely, you know, it's done in the Microsoft Conference Center, so it's a pretty nice facility.
Sure.
You know, we'll put on a good show. There'll be some pretty good giveaways and handouts of various nice swag and who knows, maybe some phones.
Nothing you can reveal right now.
Xbox Kinect, who knows? But so it'll be nice from that perspective. And I think it'll be a great day event. In addition to kind of the obviously talking about how to use Silverlight today, this year's event is also going to talk a little bit about the next release of Silverlight. I know there's been a lot of people wondering, like, hey, what's going on next?
Will this be the first time that we talk about that?
It's a good chance, yeah. You'll basically see the next release of Silverlight for the desktop covered in a lot more depth. And we'll talk about features. You'll see demos. And you know, a lot of people have asked for, hey, I'd like to see a roadmap. You know, this would be a great event to come to or watch online. And I think you'll hopefully leave pretty happy.
Sounds like there's a lot of content for everybody. So any skill level, inviting, what's the audience here? Where?
Pretty much any skill level. So, you know, we assume you have a little bit of .NET knowledge. We're not going to go into the basics of VB or C# from a language perspective.
Right.
But you don't have to be an experienced Silverlight developer. You can be relatively new or completely new, I think, actually, to Silverlight and get started. And you know, scale along the way. And so, you know, hopefully it works for everyone. It's really focused on practical know-how. It's less theoretical. It's we'll show a little bit of media for a few minutes, but for the most part, it's really focused on line of business enterprise development as well. So, you know, for most of the .NET developers out there, there's hopefully something that's immediate and practical and you can immediately take it away from and really take advantage of.
I assume the keynote, you got a couple surprises in store for us?
Yeah, the keynote. I'll be doing the keynote, kick off the day, and so we'll do kind of a state of the union of where Silverlight is, and yeah, again, hopefully talk a little bit about where it's going, and provide kind of a nice roadmap for people of kind of what's to come. You know, I just got back to the office today from parental leave, and you know, meeting with the team to figure out exactly what demos we show.
I think the last time we had you on the show was right before you went on parental leave.
Yeah,
so.
And now I'm back, and it's the good news is there's been a lot more demos even in the last couple of weeks since I've been gone, and you know, I think the feature set's looking pretty good, so I'm looking forward to talking about it.
I thank you for coming on, and I hope you all sign up and register. You want to check out the website, silverlight.net. You can come see Scott speak either in person or you can register for the online viewing and get all the free content that we have online.
Yeah, in addition to kind of online watching it on your own PC, you can also, there's a bunch of parties being organized around the globe. So if you want to get together with other Silverlight developers in your city, also check out to learn more about that there.
I hear there's even some buses coming up from Portland and Vancouver and some other places.
We got people that are road tripping in specifically for the event. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
You got some roadies. We'll have to get the tailgate party outside.
Exactly.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thanks for having me.